This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. Iran is vowing to avenge the death of its leading nuclear scientist who was assassinated outside Tehran Friday. AP correspondent Zaria Shakli reports.
Israel declined to immediately comment on the killing of Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, who Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu once called out in a news conference saying, "Remember that name." Israel has long been suspected of carrying out a series of targeted killings of Iranian nuclear scientists nearly a decade ago. State TV says Fakhrizadeh was attacked by armed terrorist elements. He died at a local hospital after doctors and paramedics couldn't revive him. I'm Zaria Shakli.
An Iranian diplomat and three other Iranians went on trial in Belgium Friday, accused of planning a bomb attack in France in 2018. Reuters' Olivia Chan reports.
Belgian prosecutors charged Vienna-based diplomat Asadullah Asadi and three others with plotting an attack on a rally of the Paris-based National Council of Resistance of Iran, also known as NCRI. In the event, U.S. President Donald Trump's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, gave a keynote speech. Authorities say the attack was foiled by a coordinated operation between French, German, and Belgian security services. Asadi was the third counselor at Iran's embassy in Vienna. French officials have said he was in charge of intelligence in southern Europe and was acting on orders from Tehran. The Islamic Republic has repeatedly dismissed the charges, calling the attack allegations a, quote, false flag stunt by the NCRI, which it considers a terrorist group.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. Advisors to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have called an emergency meeting Tuesday so they can vote on recommendations for the first people to get a coronavirus vaccine once one gets emergency authorization from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. The news came on the day the United States passed 13 million reported cases of coronavirus infection and nearly 265,000 deaths from COVID-19. The advisory committee's chair, Dr. Jose Romero, told CNN Friday that the committee foresees imminent authorization if a vaccine is shown to be safe and effective soon. Drug maker Pfizer has applied for an emergency usage authorization at the FDA. Another vaccine maker, Moderna, is expected to do the same soon. The CDC has already recommended that the first group should be frontline health providers and support personnel, as well as residents of long-term care facilities who have been hit hard by the pandemic. The number of COVID-19 infections in Germany has passed the 1 million mark, and the daily death toll hit a record of 426. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
The figures show that Germany was, at best, keeping new infections stable, which Chancellor Angela Merkel has said would not suffice to ease restrictions and eliminate the risk of overwhelming hospitals. The number of confirmed coronavirus cases increased by over 22,800. However, that was around 840 fewer new cases than a week ago. The reported death toll rose by 426 to 15,586, a daily record. Bars, restaurants, theatres and fitness studios are closed, but schools and shops remain open. From December 1st, private gatherings will be slashed to 5 people from 10. Over Christmas, that number will rise to 10 again across most of the country, although families are being urged to avoid social contact for a week ahead of visits.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. President Donald Trump's legal team suffered yet another defeat in court Friday as a federal appeals court in Philadelphia roundly rejected its latest effort to challenge the state's election results. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The Third U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals echoed a string of other courts, saying the Trump campaign's claims of widespread election fraud in Pennsylvania have no merit. The ruling comes 4 days after Pennsylvania certified its vote count, showing President-elect Joe Biden defeated Trump by more than 80,000 votes in the state. I'm Ben Thomas.
You can find more on our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.